Rabotai, just a review of some halachot that we came out yesterday in the halacha shi'ur. So, being that we've been praying b'yachid for a couple of months, so some questions came up regarding, for example, on Shabbat afternoon when you pray b'yachid, does the yachid say ba'ani tefillati lecha adonai et ratzon Elohim b'rob hastecha aneni be'emet ishecha? Some might think, well, we're not taking out the Sefer Torah. We usually sing that when we take out the Sefer Torah. There's no Sefer Torah b'yachid, so you might skip it. However, we have to go back to the reasons why we say b'ani tefillati. So the Ben Ish Chai in the Halakot brings the two reasons. One al pi hapshat and one al pi hasod. Al pi hapshat, it says that David HaMelech was saying, look at the Jewish people, how great they are. The goyim on their day off, they eat, they drink, and then what happens, they get drunk, and they start doing all sorts of mischievous behavior. And the Jewish people on Shabbat, we eat and drink, and then what happens? Ba'ani tefillati, we come back and pray mincha. So therefore, according to that reason, it shouldn't make a difference whether you're praying with a minyan or you're praying b'yachid. The fact that we're coming back after we ate and we're praying mincha, so the charei should say it as well. Furthermore, he brings down that normally at mincha during the week, it's a time of judgment, it's a time of deen. Whereas on Shabbat afternoon, not only is it not of a time of deen, but it's a time of where we reach the highest level called Keter Anyon, which is called Ratzon in Kabbalah. Therefore, we call it Barit Tefilatidakam Et Ratzon. Whereas all week long in Mincha, it might not be called Et Ratzon. It's not that high level. So the Chaura, that doesn't make a difference whether you're praying with a Minyan or not. It's still the same Et Ratzon. And therefore, clearly one should still say that Barit Tefilati if he's praying B'yachid. The next question we had was regarding the recitation of Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbat. Again, if you're praying B'yachid, maybe there's a thought to think that maybe that's somehow connected to the Sefer Torah. So we have to go to the reasons again why we say Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbat on Shabbat. So there's a great rabbi called Ebed Dino Shel Shlomo. That was written by Rabbi Shlomo Lanyado Alav HaShlomo. He was a rabbi in Halab in the 1700s. And he writes in his Teshuvot, in Teshuvah Aleph, Bet and Gimal, the Ben Ish Chai also quotes him, that there's two reasons basically why we say Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbat. One is Kedin Lavot et HaSefer Torah. In order to say a chapter when we're escorting the Sefer Torah back. According to that reason, the Chaurav, there's no Sefer Torah, so there's no need to say Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbat. Second reason he brings is that there was an old custom in the times of the Gemara that in Mincha, they would say Haftarah and they would read Ketuvim as the Haftarah. I mean, in the morning they would read Nevi'im, and in the afternoon they would read Ketuvim. So to remember that Minhag used to read Ketuvim, Tehillim is Ketuvim, so we read Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbat. According to that reason, the Chaurah, you shouldn't say Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbat, because you're remembering an old tradition. So therefore the Maaseh, one should say Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbat. The last question, that's just a general question to know, which really is the main subject of the Bid Dino Shel Shlomo, is why is it that on a Monday and a Thursday, the Oleh that goes up for Shlishi says Kaddish, and on Shabbat, the Oleh who goes up Shlishi does not say Kaddish? It's a question. The Ben Ish Chai brings it down. So the answer that the Bid Dino Shel Shlomo says is that during the week, Ashrei, which is said after the third Oleh, after the Torah, he's actually is really not necessary to say. He says, we only say it because the Gemara says that the Hasidim Rishonim used to stay an hour after the Tefillah. So, Ashrei Yoshvei Beitecha, you know, we're sitting in the house, we're staying a little extra. So he says, so therefore, since it's really not so mandatory, so it's already, it would be considered a hefsek to wait until that Kaddish after Ashrei. So therefore, technically, the Tefillah ends right after you finish the Sefer Torah. So we say that Kaddish, then you say the voluntary stuff, which he calls Ashrei. Where is, he says, Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbat on Shabbat is a Tzorek of Shabbat. So therefore, it's not considered to have six. So you can rely on the Kaddish before the Amidah as the Kaddish of the Sefer Torah. Mechker Eretz, which is Rabbi Shayo, live and be well, in Chelek Dalid, he brings the Bet Din Shel Shmo, but he brings from Rabbeinu Ari that shows the importance of Ashrei. And he says, no, by no means is that considered, you know, just an extra so you can hang around in the shul for a couple of more minutes. He says, actually, the Ashrei, the word Ashrei comes from the word She'era, which is referring to the sustenance. It's after you put in your order during your prayer and the Amidah, now you receive it. The She'era, the Parnasah, the Shema comes down during Ashrei. So it's actually mandatory. So he brings a reverse sefarah. He actually says that since it's a separate part of the tefillah, which is mandatory, so it's a hefsek between the sefer. But now you're going into a new section. Therefore, you have to say the kaddish over there. Where is in Minhan Shabbat? Mizmor Shabbat Shabbat is voluntary, like we said. You don't really have to say Mizmor Shabbat. So it's not considered a hefsek. You can rely on the kaddish. So basically, the answer to that question is we are saying kaddish after the sefer Torah on Shabbat. We're just putting it a little later instead of putting it right there. But it should be pointed out that that would not be a good time to make a hefsek based on this, which means there's some rabbis that get up maybe and want to make an announcement at that time and give a derash. That's not the right time to make the derash because you want the kaddish, that's right before the Amidah, to be close to the Sefer Torah of Mincha on Shabbat.